not maybe so in print, maybe so in the opinion. Because he and I frequently squared off. I took it silently for many years until finally, I can't remember the year, Jovovich, whatever he is, I decided that there wasn't any point in letting him walk all over me. That there was a time to respond, and I responded in Jovovich. But Gene was cruelly derisive of Carr and definitely in the conferences. He made no effort to disguise his utter contempt for them. He was tenderly, sensitively solicitous of Harry Kelly. And, you know, my amateur psychiatrist's analysis was that Gene really was a very shy person, a very tender, sensitive individual who responded to those he regarded as crippled, physically and intellectually as crippled. So if he thought you weren't quite all there, he could be very tender. If he thought you were suffering pain, he could be very tender, and he was. Harry, who lived with pain ever since World War I, the man's endurance was absolutely astonishing to us all. And, you know, we all covered for Harry. We did things, we wrote opinions for him. Not many, but occasionally when he was obviously in distress, we all tried to help him. And Gene particularly. Gene was privately contemptuous of Tom Cavanaugh, but openly aligned with Tom. He needed Tom's votes, and therefore never to his face would say the things that he would say to the rest of us about Tom. He was not a fan of Otis Smith.
Did he provoke Otis Smith in the last breaking?
Sure. I can't remember what the controversy was about, but it was an insulting comment to Otis. It was a provocative statement. And Otis was leaning back in his chair when it was made, and he came smashing down like, you know, moving forward to the table, and his hand came down on the table and it shattered this quarter-inch plate glass. Or maybe it was half-inch, I don't know. It was a thick plate glass. And poor Otis was just mortified, devastated. Otis is not a man of violence, but he has enormous strength.
You know what I recall his telling me many years ago? I didn't even bring it up because I'm so uncertain in the fact of what I remember him saying. There was a lot of buzz about this and there was speculation in the newspapers. I talked to Otis one time, and he told me what happened. Indeed. My recollection of what he said as he brought his fist down to black, I wouldn't say that to a living. This is only Smith. Not me. as best I can recall, what he said at the time.
I don't remember that.
No,
I don't remember that at all, and it is not language that Otis would have used.
No, not unless he was in total fury.
No, even in total fury, Otis would have used that. There was another incident of violence on the court while I was there. Gene was sitting on one side of the conference table, and George and I were sitting on the other side of the conference table, and the other justices were arrayed around the table. Gene and George were having it out about a case. I don't remember the case, but they were obviously in total disagreement with one another, and Gene said something very provocative to George, insulting to George. I can remember George taking his glasses off, throwing them across the table, and starting. He got out of the table, out of his chair, walked behind me. Walk is not an appropriate word. Lunged behind me. He came around the head of the table where John Defmers was sitting. Gene, in the meantime, came the other way to meet George at the head of the table. Defmers was caught in the middle. And to his credit, managed to keep them apart long enough for the rest of us to grab both Gene and George. They were like enraged bulls. And when a few seconds, moments passed, they each realized what they were doing and immediately calmed down and returned to session. Next day of the day. Back to normal. No blows were struck that they've been carelessly close. Those were the only two incidents that I experienced while I was on the court. That was almost 9 years.
Were members of the court other than than Gene Black knowledgeable about his habit of writing stuff to newspaper people? I don't know what, because I did not receive this stuff. I was a latecomer, but I worked out at the same place where the other reporters happened. And I saw these definitely bad envelopes stuffed into the pigeonholes for certain people from, primarily from the Detroit people, but also from the Booth City. And once in a while, I would think I'd see a reflection in the newspaper. It could have been a speech, but I often suspected, because of the way he treated the Michigan reports, that he probably said a memorandum of opinion.
I got, when I was on the circuit court, I got an opinion from him in a case it might have been a case in which I was involved as a circuit judge, but I doubt it. It was a case which he thought I'd have some professional competence about, and he asked for my comments. Now, I know that he did that with a lot of lawyers in that state. I know that he did that with trial judges whose opinions he was reviewing. He saw nothing wrong with that.